MoneyWeb now on the money.
MoneyWeb now brought to you by Orbvest, a global real estate company that has a hyper focus on acquiring stable income producing medical buildings in the USA. Investors use Orbvest's online platform to invest directly into low risk commercial real estate, primarily in the healthcare niche in the USA, from as little as $5,000. I'm trading to Dricus Cronbrink. You find him, of course, at Capicroft. And I want to chat to him about Grindrod Shipping, which is now distinct from the old Grindrod. Dricus, appreciate your time. It was a couple of years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago, Grindrod essentially broke in half, pushed off their shipping part of the business, now listed on the JSE, but also listed in NASDAQ. And that's a pure shipping play these days.
Yeah, and more than that, Simon, they've streamlined corporate governance a bit. They've exited a few joint ventures, which makes the financial statements less opaque. You know, the industry is well known for muddying the, you know, the waters with regards to, incentives and who gets what inside the financial statements. But they've actually, cleared the waters a bit, and secondly is they've actually become more focused. They're focusing more on dry bulk now. I think they've only got about 4 product tanker ships left in the fleet of about 34.
And they're also not doing the containers, so that evergreen story which dominated, I mean, that's not them at all. They just dry bulk and a bit of liquid bulk.
Sure, and I'm not even sure that they do those shipping lines. Most of the lines they do is around Africa or South-South trade. So basically in the Southern Hemisphere, most of it, so between Brazil, India, Africa, Australia and the East.
Yeah, so Evergreen's not in any way managed here. But this is a stock, and we were on TV a year or just, it must have been more than a year ago, because it was pre-lockdown. Yeah, it was pre-lockdown, and you were liking the stock. And then a tweet from a couple of weeks ago, I mean, what we're seeing is, I've chatted with some shipping experts out of Denmark, and certainly we've seen freight rates, which are always, they're volatile. I mean, they generally are. But there's been challenges over not just the last year, but, I mean, certainly COVID and supply chains has pushed those rates higher.
So I think there's 3 things that we have to keep in mind with shipping rates. One is that it's very seasonal. So normally around the Chinese Lunar Year, because a lot of dry bulk heads towards the east, you've got a slowdown and it looks like the dry bulk market is crashing. But that's just, the Chinese Lunar Year. And then the second thing is supply disruptions. Always a positive, and that's what's happened the last year. There was a lot of supply disruptions. Obviously, COVID played a large role in that. Now we've got pent up demand for a lot of stuff. A lot of manufacturing still not happening in the West. So they're having to import a lot of stuff from the East, etc. And obviously, the trade spat between China and Australia had a big impact on dry bulk markets, with them refusing to take coal from Australia. So all of a sudden, they had to take coal from Brazil and Africa. Australia had to sell their coal to Europe, and that just increased what we call the ton miles. The same amount of tonnage, but it has to cross a vast or a larger amount of ocean at the end of the day, and that actually increases the demand for shipping or limits the supply, if you will. That's had a big impact in the short term. And then there's obviously longer-term stuff driving the market as well, the third factor, but we'll get into that.
Yeah, I mean, the trick with the stock is that, I mean, you're literally the only person I know who's ever mentioned it before. It's deeply uncovered, and you're of the view that in the short term, I mean, they're going to have a fairly good year, and they're going to have fairly solid earnings, and the market is just fundamentally not pricing it in.
Yeah, so and this is part of parcel with the industry. This is a feature of the industry. It's not a bug, but they lose money 8 years out of 10. And then normally, because there's such a big lag with regards to shipbuilding, etc., you get into a situation where you make up the last 8 years of losses in 1 or 2 years. Maybe this is the year or two, that's in front of us. I don't know. We've had a few false starts in the last few years. Maybe this is it. But if we just take spot rates at the moment, if these spot rates continue throughout the year, they're big maybe, to be sure, But if the spot rates for their shipping classes, which is Handy Size, Handy Max, and Supra Max, which is medium to small dry bulk ships, if those hold, then they will probably not double, or they'll almost double their revenue. And if that flows down right to the bottom line, you'll see free cash flow of about, and this is, you know, take it with a pinch of salt. This is the back of the envelope type of calculation. But at more or less $100 million, conservatively, $100 million worth of free cash flow, which they can buy new ships with, or retire debt, or buy back shares, which I think they will do, buy back shares at these levels, because they're trading at quite a significant discount to NAV. And with $100 million free cash flow, if you buy the company outright at the moment, just the equity is worth only 2 million rands. What's that? That's 130 million dollars. So they probably earn their market cap in the next year if shipping rates holds at these levels. A big maybe, but I think the even though the share has doubled from its recent lows, there's still a lot of upside, even if shipping rates drop by 10, 20, 30% from here.
Yeah, a lot of, as you say, if buts and maybes, but if it works, a giant upside potential here. And one of those sort of, you know, this is not a granny and orphans, it's not a boots and all, but perhaps there's a space for it. Dricus Kombrink from Capricorp, I'm going to catch up with you another time. Let's talk the longer term picture around shipping, but appreciate your time today. This show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Orbvest Diversified Holdings 4. It's a fund that would invest across a broad spread of proven Orbvest medical buildings. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider, license number 50483.